Blog Talk Radio.
There's a full moon over India. Gandhi lives again. Who's to say you have to lose for someone else to win? In the eyes of all the people, the look is much the same. For the first is just the last one. When you play a deadly game, it's about time we realize it. We're all in this together. It's about time we find out. It's all of us or none. It's about time we recognize it. These changes in the weather. It's about time. It's about changes. And it's about time. There's a light in the Vatican window for all the world to see. And a voice cries in the wilderness. And sometimes he speaks for me. I suppose I love him most of all when he kneels to kiss the land. With his lips upon our mother's breast, he makes his strongest stand. It's about time we start to see it. The earth is our only home. It's about time we start to face it. We can't make it here all alone. It's about time we start to listen to the voices in the wind. It's about time, it's about changing. And it's about time. There's a man who is my brother. I just don't know his name, but I know his home and family, because I know we feel the same. And it hurts me when he's hungry and when his children cry. I too am a father, and that little one is mine. It's about time we begin it, to turn the world around. It's about time we start to make it, the dream we've always known. It's about time we start to live it, the family of man. It's about time, it's about changes, and it's about time. It's about peace, and it's about plenty, and it's about time. It's about you and me together, and it's about time.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Rivers with River Spirit Messages. Amelia Palombit here with me, and welcome again to another night of prayer and communion with one another. And I want to thank you all for joining us. It's something that we look forward to. And if you ever beep in or log in and we're here, there's stuff going on. There's some noise in the background, Amelia. Do you know what that is? Sounds like a kid talking or something.
Oh, I'm not sure. Lisa, you on?
Oh, sorry. I thought you had me on mute. I've got my grandson with me. Let me put me on mute. I'm on hands-free, and we're driving. Let me put me on mute.
I had a fully charged phone. I hadn't spoken to anybody but Amelia for about 2 minutes before the show, and I put it on my chest, and do you know it went down to a dead battery in 1 second? So I'm kind of out of breath. I just ran while the music was playing. I ran to get my other telephone, and I'm not logged in again. So anyway, there's a lot going on in the world, and I'm sure there's a lot of prayers for a lot of people. So I tell you what, I'm going to get resettled in here. I've got to log back in, I think. Amelia, if you want to go ahead with the prayers and start, that'd be great.
Will do. I guess my first prayer has a lot to do with the song that we opened up the show with. And it's a prayer with a request for peace and love. We have it within our own hearts, in our own lives. It's a place to start. And it's about time that all of us get together and find some common ground so that we can all get through this together. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of collateral damage, which I don't think any of us wants to see. Cooler heads will prevail, hopefully. So if you can join me in that prayer for some peace and love in our hearts and minds and spirits, I would appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, are you in a place where you can talk, Lisa? Is she on mute?
I'm sorry, I'm on mute.
I don't want to wreck or anything. Are you in a place?
Oh, no. I'm hands-free. But I, you know, I just wanted to say I'll be present during the prayer, but is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to say my prayer, and then I'll probably have to put me on mute for the rest of it, because he's just going to turn two in a few days, and we have an hour drive left, and I've been pulling over, giving him snacks and toys, and it just ain't happening for him.
Not there yet. Are we there yet? Yeah.
No, I know. So, my prayer, please, and thank you. I feel very honored to be here, and thank you for holding this space, you all. My prayer is that for my sons, both my sons, Conrad and Brennan, and also me, please, and on a spiritual level, body, mind, and soul is what I pray for in connection with God, and I'll just go quiet, and you all call thank you, because I'm going to put me on mute.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anytime you want to pop in, just pop in, okay?
Thank you.
She's probably on mute. I think that's probably time for the prayer. I think she's probably on mute. I'd like to please pray for all of our veterans everywhere. It is such a hot spot around the world in so many places. You know, we've got American soldiers on the Syrian border now. You've got all of our naval bases and our soldiers in Japan and Korea and the Pacific and just everywhere. Afghanistan, we've had soldiers killed in Afghanistan again. And I just want to pray for every person in uniform, man and woman, that's standing there protecting us and all of our veterans here at home that have already worn the uniform. Just want to please pray for all of our active duty and our non-active duty soldiers. Thank you. Pray for protection and to have peace and to let them be alert and persevere and have strong will and determination and courage and the blessings of knowing how loved they truly are. Thank you. Thank you. I want to pray for their families, too. So whenever you think about it, all their loved ones that are here at home that know they're in harm's way, that's a horrible, horrible situation to be in. So I should ask for prayers for their families, too. But okay, Amelia.
Yeah, we have a request from Joelle in the chat, and she'd like to request a prayer for peace in the world, and please pray for our president. His heart and run the country based on God's will and with the guidance of the angel.
Okay, you're breaking up really, really, really badly. All I heard you say was Zoella or somebody, I couldn't even hear who you said in chat, and pray for, I think you said.
It's breaking up very badly. It's hard for me to hear you also, Pat. It's Joelle, and she's requesting a prayer for peace in our world and prayer for our president. To open his heart and to run the country based on God's will and with the guidance of the angels.
Okay, now I heard you perfectly. Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay. Do you have a prayer for yourself?
No, why don't you go, or if Lisa wants to jump in. I was trying to say, we have a few folks in chat. Jackie's with us, and Joelle, and Amy, and a few guests. So I'm
good. Welcome
going back
everybody. Yeah, don't feel shy. You know, if you want to come on the air, fine. If you want to write to Amelia, because I can't get in the chat. If you want to write to Amelia and put your prayer request that way, that's great, too. So the more people praying, the better. That's wonderful. Thank you. I'd like to please pray for myself. I have a very serious kind of situation coming up. I'm asking for a miracle. I spoke to a banker on Friday, and she's supposed to have an answer for me Monday or maybe Tuesday, and this is very, very important to me. My house will be up for sheriff's sale on Thursday if I don't get this miracle, so please pray that this woman says yes to loan me some money so I can keep my home for all my animals and myself. Thank you. Her name's Teresa. Thank you all so much. Okay. Lisa or Amelia or anybody in chat have a prayer?
There's no one in chat. But just going to offer up a prayer along the same lines as what you do. These are the people that put their lives on the line for us every day, our first responders, our police officers, firemen, the reserves, your Marine patrols, your emergency medical technicians, paramedics, nurses, doctors. They're the ones that, regardless of the danger, jump in and try to help. The everyday heroes that we don't hear a lot of stories about and we should hear more about because there's a lot of them out there. So if we could say a prayer of protection and of thanks for their spirit and kindness and goodness and giving. And to keep them safe.
Okay.
thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay. I'd like to please pray for all the victims of human trafficking and pedophilia, all the children and the men and women and boys and all the people who have been kidnapped and are living such a horrible existence due to this diabolical business that is all around the world, and it's a $1 trillion business, and it's human trafficking, slavery, and pedophilia. I want to please pray for all these victims to give them love and encouragement and hope and not to drop into despair, and for us to please, please have the people, the gang leaders, and the people who are in charge of all of this worldwide to be brought down, excuse me, to be arrested and brought to justice so humankind can evolve and not ever, ever, ever have to have this as part of our energy and part of our reality, that this will no longer exist. And I want to pray that people who are buying these victims for their own pleasure, that the light of God will shine upon them, their hearts will be open, their minds open, their spirit activated, the soul will take over instead of the animalistic parts of their brain that are they're functioning through, that the soul will have the space to open up their mind, heart, and spirit to love and to goodness and to kindness, to where they could never, ever harm a human being again, that they just can't do it. They couldn't harm a person if you put a gun to their head. They couldn't do it. Please let the spirit of Creator infuse every one of them with so much light that they'll never buy or sell or hurt another person. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Sorry, I'm coughing. We've got 50-mile-an-hour winds out there blowing all the pollen around when I was out feeding my horses. Whew. Okay, Amelia, do you have a prayer? Does anyone else have a prayer?
Yeah, I'm going to ask again in chat. I think everybody's praying with us. There's no requests just yet. I would just like to offer up a prayer for my sister and my brothers, for their safety and protection. There's a lot going on in today's world. And like many, many people, we aren't in close proximity with our family of origin, if you would, even though we find members of our soul tribe here and there along the way. So if you just offer a prayer of protection and love, keep them safe, and that would be my prayer.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to pray for our Earth. Once again, the sun is doing some crazy things. The sun is having these huge CMEs, coronal mass ejections. There's these huge holes opening up on the sun, and when these holes open up, it just shoots out tremendous amount of energy and protons and ions into the atmosphere that bombard our Earth. And the solar winds that it creates, you know, think about it, like it's an explosion. It's like an atomic explosion, and it creates this huge wind. Well, we've had some really strong winds since last October, like millions of miles per hour, you know, 1.25, 1.65, but the ones this last couple few days is like off the charts, and it's actually compressing the electromagnetic field around the Earth and squeezing our electromagnetic field, and it's causing tremendous earthquakes. We've had 7.2s. It's causing these huge earthquakes all around the world. So I always pray for our electromagnetic shield of the earth to be repaired because it's been damaged. And once again, I've always seen it. If you're looking at the globe of the earth and you're looking at North America, we're facing North America, it would be from noon till about 4 o'clock. That, to me, is the area that I've always seen that's weak on the earth. And CERN is up towards Norway, Sweden, up in that area, and they've reactivated CERN. So with this solar winds coming in, the radiation has been off the chart just in people's backyards. The radiation levels have been huge because our shield is so damaged. We're getting too much ultraviolet light, which is affecting plant life and animals and people and our personalities. And you have to realize we're a very finely tuned electronic piece of equipment. A human being is electronics. We're energy. We're all about energy. So especially people that are tuned into God, who are spiritually evolved, who are trying to help the world, we're very, very sensitive to any kind of shift in the Earth's atmosphere, barometric pressure when a storm's coming in. The science hasn't caught up with it, but we're all energy. So energy that's created from the solar system that hits our Earth affects every single one of us. A lot of people, the neurological part of our system is very finely tuned on advanced beings and people of light and people who, I'm just going to say, are just more evolved spiritually. Our neurological systems are very highly, finely tuned instruments that can fry out easily. So we have to put our own protection up from all this bombardment of solar winds and the ions and the protons and the ultraviolet light and all the radiation. And people who aren't evolved, it affects them too, and that's why we're seeing more chaos, more anger, more violence. People who are finely tuned, it goes more internally with depression, despair, anxiety, panic attacks, irritability. But other people, it affects them. It's overt. They're more aggressive. They're more angry. They're just whatever. So if we could do a couple things here, the electromagnetic field, if you visualize a fishnet, like a grid, you've got horizontal and vertical. And the easiest way for me to explain it is white. Just visualize it's white light and visualize that you're putting like a fishnet over that area, and it's very close together. It doesn't have huge holes. It's a very fine, fine, fine mesh. And just visualize this white mesh that you're placing over from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and that you're sending energy that it covers that part of the earth very strong, that it's hard as diamond. I mean, that white light mesh is as hard as if something, a rock or a bullet hits it, it'll bounce off. And just say, only the good of God may enter. And just visualize you're pouring as much white and gold light in that area as you can to help protect the earth. So if we can all take a minute to do that, it will really help. So thank you very much. Thank you all so much. Whenever it comes to your mind, when you're brushing your teeth or driving to work or sitting at your desk or just whatever, when it comes to your mind, just please do that, 10 times a day. The more we can do it, the better. And just realize that when I was a child, I was very, very young. I was a year old or less or whatever I was. When I started seeing energy back then, that's how I saw energy. It was in a grid pattern. You had horizontal and you had vertical, and it was white. And it was really funny because it's alive. The energy grids that I saw just in the air or around people or around a chair or a picture, it's alive. And the grids don't touch, okay? They don't. It's hard to describe. It's like the fish mesh. You've got horizontal and vertical, kind of like when you're playing tic-tac-toe. You know, you draw your tic-tac-toe board. That's what it looks like. But they don't touch. And they're going at different speeds. Like some of it, when you look at energy, some of those, I call it strings. And I think that's why scientists started with the string theory. I think that's what they were trying to describe with string theory, is that, excuse me, the energy, and some of them would just like da-dup, 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 like just kind of a slow, like a heartbeat, ba-boop, ba-boop, ba-boop. You could see the energy just kind of undulating. And then on another string, it would just be like supersonic fast, just like so fast you can't believe you just saw this streak of light. And then other ones, it's just perfectly still, just kind of like a little vibration to it, but it's very balanced. And then some of it starts and stops, like it goes fast and it kind of slows down, fast and slows down. They're all different, but it's all energy. And so when I was a very young child, I can remember telling my mom, I was just staring in the air, and she'd say, "What are you looking at?" And I would tell her, I said, "That those lights." I said, "What does that mean?" And she goes, "What lights?" And she'd be looking around. She goes, "You mean the lights in the light bulb?" I said, "No, right there." And I would point at it. And when you put your finger through it, it moves. You know, when you touch it, it moves to where it won't touch you. It's really hard to describe. And I saw that as a young child. And my mother said, "I don't know what you're seeing. It must just be dust in the air with the sunlight coming in." And because it was sparkly, you know, it was like iridescent looking to me. So that's why I say when you visualize doing energy work on a person, yourself, the planet, whatever, if you can visualize that tic-tac-toe grid and white light, and always remember, and the reason I'm being told to tell lots of things here, the way the world's going, I don't know that we're going to be on the internet much longer. I don't know that we're going to have communication. You know, what Spirit showed me back in 2001, it's all coming true now. A lot of it's already come true, but they told me all the chaos and the problems that were going to start with North Korea. And they told me about the bunkers in Central and South America that, you know, other countries had intercontinental ballistic missiles. And they showed me the missile strikes that were going to hit the United States coming from the Gulf of Mexico and the Pacific. You know, all these things, and that drones were going to drop biological weapons on American cities and contaminate water supplies and have a pandemic with, you know, with diseases. They showed me all this back in 2001. And so I just want you all to know I love you all so much. I'm not trying to be doomsday, because when you realize I believe in rebirth, this is not our only life, and it won't be our last life. So we came here to learn, and if you can kind of keep that balance of knowing that no one lives forever, and that's the biggest fear of humans. I'm a registered nurse. I've been honored to be with many people and humbled when they passed and took their last breath. And so I don't fear death. I've seen people die, and for most people it's just they take their last breath and their spirit leaves, and a lot of people actually have a smile on their face. Their face is very calm, and it's nothing to be afraid of. But the way the world's going, you'd have to be in denial totally not to understand and realize that we're in a crisis situation. Now, the crisis situation is because so much darkness has been on the planet for so long, and the people who have been in control of our world and all the branches of government and banking and every other aspect of our reality, not all of them are good people. They're into power, greed, ego of the human person and not the spiritual person. So for mankind to evolve, for this planet to grow, and for people that come here to be able to open up spiritually, we have to get the light back on this planet. We have to overcome the darkness. So what we're experiencing right now is a truly spiritual war between the light and the dark, good and evil, whatever way you want to classify it, because this world is a dichotomy. This life is all about balance. It's between darkness and light, and being able to find the center line between the two and walk that razor sharp edge between good and bad, however you want to look at it, and keeping that balance and letting your spirit shine. That's the whole reason we're here, to learn how to love unconditionally without strings attached. You know, loving, when you really know what love is from God, from Creator, it's the most humbling feeling. And I'm sad to say there's many people who go their entire existence who think they know what love is, and they've never experienced it. They've never experienced it. Loving is the easiest thing and the hardest thing for humans to accomplish because it's natural for us to love. What is unnatural are all the society, all the societal regulations and rules and aspirations that people think that's what love is. You know, you have to be the prettiest, the smartest, the funniest, the most kind, compassionate, always say yes. They think that's what love is. That's not love. Love cannot be categorized. It cannot be quantitated. You can't put it on a scale and say, oh, it's a 10 or it's a 5. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Just like in the Bible when God said, I am that I am, love is exactly the same thing. Love says, I am love. I am not judged. I do not judge. I do not manipulate. I do not hurt. I do not harm. Love is love. And so when you realize that everything on this planet has a soul, a blade of grass has a soul, the bark on the tree has a soul, everything that is alive has the spirit of God within it that gives it life. When you realize that, that is love. When you see the yellow of a daffodil just beaming its little head up, that daffodil looking at the sun and growing, that is love. When you see a mother animal carrying her little babies to a safe place, that is love. You know, love is everything. Everything. It's the highest form of energy ever created. And so when you really understand and you've had that oneness with God, whether it's through meditation or prayer, or you've had an experience of some kind to where you felt one with the universe, you felt that true connection to God on such a deep personal level that you're changed forever, once you've experienced that, you start to understand what love really is. It's the connection we have between one another. Love can never be created or destroyed. It is independent of all of that. You can't harm it. True love cannot be damaged. It is an energy that can never be destroyed. So a lot of people, you know, I live out here in the country, and I'm not from this area, but country, and I'm doing a generalization here. Depending on how you're raised is how you view the world, all right? Living out here in the country, people raise cattle for food. You know, they go hunting every year for deers and rabbits and turkeys and whatever they hunt. Killing an animal is part of their worldview. They grow up with it from the time they're 2-3 years old. You know, back in the old days, the whole family, once or twice a year, they would slaughter animals and skin them and dry the meat so they'd have food for the winter. You know, it was a family affair. The neighbors would come help. And so animals have always taken a secondary role in a lot of people's minds that people have dominion over them and that we can do with them what we want, and that's they're here to serve us. They're here to serve our needs and that sort of thing. So the problem I have is that knowing love the way I know it, every creature on this planet has a soul, a spider, a tick, a fly. Every creature has a soul. And they have a purpose, and they have a reason for coming back here, and they have their own journey. And so I do kill flies, and I kill ticks, and I kill fleas, and I swear I'm a weirdo because I say, go to heaven, go to heaven. It hurts me to do it, but I know I have to do it because they carry diseases. You know, they'll kill you if you don't kill them. So it's kind of hard, but when it comes to love, I don't care if it's a furry four-legged or a scaled animal or a legless animal like a snake, they all know what love is. And there's a post that I put on the internet the other day that has touched me so deeply. I saved it. This once again showed me the connection we all have. It's a video, and it's very short. It's about a minute and a half. But this guy has an aquarium, or terrarium, I should say, and he has a lizard, you know, like a I don't know if it's a chameleon. I don't know what it was. No, it wasn't a chameleon. It was something else. You know, he had it as a pet, and he had, like, you know, little log in there for it to crawl up on. So the guy is standing outside this glass terrarium, and he takes his hand, and he just waves his hand, like, from left to right, back and forth at the lizard, and the lizard's just staring at him. And he does it again. He just waves his hand at the lizard. Well, the lizard runs across and gets as close to the glass as he can. There's a log there, a branch of a tree that the guy had in there for him to crawl on. He crawls up on that branch. He takes his right arm, and the lizard waves back at him very slowly, just exactly the way he did it. He waved very slowly from left to right, put his little paw down, his little hand down, and then he did it again. He just waved at his owner. That is so profound. And I know people are going to laugh and say, there's something wrong with me. I'm goofy. I'm telling you, that just reminded me of how the love of God and the intelligence that every living being, every sentient being has is so profound. It just took my breath away. It took my breath away that lizard did that. So we have to understand the connection that we have to everything around us. Going back to the animals, a lot of people are animal likers, but they're not really animal lovers. Like, they like to have a dog or cat, but it doesn't bother them a bit in a certain situation to abandon them or euthanize them if it's inconvenient. That's not an animal lover. That's an animal liker, and there's a big difference. And so I just want people to understand about love that it's everything. It's the way you look at the world. It's the way you treat yourself. It's the way you treat other people. It's the way you view your whole entire existence. And there's many millions and millions of people who don't know what true love is from the minute they wake up and are born to the day they die. They don't know what love is. So the way you find what love is by building a relationship to spirit. And the way you build a relationship to spirit is different for everyone. The way I do it is by showing gratitude. I don't care how much pain I'm in or how poor I am or whatever's going on, I still thank God for my life every day. I guess you want to call it praise God. I'm a Christian, but I haven't been in church in 30 years. But I sing that Deuteronomy, it's called the doxology. I'm a Methodist, okay? And when I was a kid, the part I loved in church was when they would sing, and please forgive my voice, but I love this song, and the reason I love it, I'll tell you when I'm through. Okay, here I go. Can't believe I'm going to do this. But it's praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, when I was a child, I couldn't wait for that part of the service to sing that song. Well, as an adult and as an energy worker now, I see why. Because that song activates every energy center in your body. Every chakra is opened up and is totally balanced when you sing the tones. It's the tones. You're going up and down the chakra system with the tones of that song. And I want you to know, my cat that loves to hear me sing, she just came and got on me. I guess she likes my singing. I don't know. But that is a way to connect to God. Whatever it is for you that makes you in that moment, that's your connection to God. I ask people all the time in readings, what is your passion? 95% of people over the 30 years I've been doing this, 95% of people have no idea what their passion is. It's paramount that you find out what your passion is, because your passion can be cooking, cleaning, sewing. You're an art, you play a musical instrument, it can be working with animals, plants, planting a garden, being a writer, a singer, whatever your passion is. God gave you that one individual gift that's your golden key, that when you're doing that activity, you totally lose track of time, you have a shift in consciousness, and you're totally tuned into the creative force, which is God. You're totally tuned into God in those times that you're doing it. And that's where you find your bliss. That's where you find your balance. That's where you find your happiness, your joy, your peace, the calm, and the fulfillment that most people are looking for in this life. That's how you build your connection to God, and that's where you were experienced. That's where you will experience true unconditional love. Once you have experienced true unconditional oneness with God and that love, you can never go back. Even if you only experience it for a split second, you're changed forever. You're never the same because your energy has shifted. You've jumped quite a few evolutionary steps there. Once you tune into that energy, you can't go back. You can't go back. You're never the same. And you start to see the world with a different attitude, a different viewpoint, a different philosophy. You start to have, I mean, some people have plenty of empathy and compassion, but it's in a more balanced way. And you start to realize you have to honor yourself. I was always a people pleaser growing up. I never said no to anybody. I had to learn to say no. When I'm too tired, that's why we don't do the show sometimes. I haven't done the River Spirit Radio show in over a month. I don't have the energy. If I were to do it, I'd wipe out what little energy I have. So I have to be true to myself, and that's not being selfish. I can't help other people if I'm so low down that I'm barely existing. So we all have to realize that for you to really experience and express love to another human being, how can you do it if you haven't experienced it with God first yourself? You're play acting. You're wanting to be loved. You're thinking you're loving. But if you haven't experienced it one-on-one with God, you're being an actor. You're totally being an actor in a play. Because until you've experienced that oneness, how can you share something with someone else you haven't experienced? It's a fairy tale. It's not reality. So I've seen the good in people and the bad in people. As a nurse, I've seen just about everything you can imagine, how people treat one another. The good, the people who have given up their lives for a stranger, and I've seen family members who have killed each other over a pork chop at Christmas dinner, seriously. So humankind, to come full circle, what I'm trying to say here is that all the chaos and all the things that we're going through right now has to happen because we're trying to change the world to become this better place. We're trying to bring light to the planet, and it's causing upheaval because the people for thousands of years who have been over all of these societies and civilizations are not of the light, they're of the dark. And so now that we've got billions of people on the planet that are full of light and love and want to love one another and understand the connection we all have, there's a war going on, and the dark is going to do everything they can to hold on to power. So we're going to have whatever it takes to bring this light to the world. Unfortunately, human beings are not very evolved creatures, and war is what we know. Look at animals. It's not just people. Think about the kind of planet we live on. We're living on a planet where animals kill other animals to survive. It's kill or be killed. It's prey and predator. Human beings are no different. We're an animal. So there's a lot of prey predators of human beings, and there's people who are prey. Look at it. I mean, just look at it, and you'll see the connection. So we just have to realize that there's a lot of changes coming. They're not going to be comfortable. It's not going to be easy. But just realize your purpose to come to this planet is unique to you and God. You came here to learn certain lessons so that you can teach and help other people later with the lessons that you've learned. We're all teachers. We're all students. We're all here for a reason. And just try to realize that death is really just the beginning of a new life. So if you can let go of the fear of dying, which is really what controls most human beings on the planet is fear of dying, if you can face that and realize, yeah, I'm going to die one day, so how am I going to live before I die? And then when you realize when you die, that's just a step to a better place. All that happens when you die is your spirit leaves your body. It's that simple. It's not this big, dark, grim reaper, horrible, you know, kind of thing. I mean, different people have different things they have to do when they die. We have to be cleansed, and we have to, some people take a break. They, you know, in spirit, they don't go back into another body. They go learn, or they just go be somewhere, and you know, every soul's different. But there is another reality, there's another dimension, and there's another life after this one. So when you realize that all of this talk, people talking about Armageddon and World War III and the end times and last days, you know how many times our civilizations on this planet have gone through this? Look at all the wars. Since I've been alive, we've never had a time there wasn't a war. This is what I'm trying to say. War is nothing new. The only thing that's different now is the technology, that we can wipe out many more people. But let me tell you what, the way that mankind looks right now, walking on two legs the way we are now, we've been around about 65,000 years. Okay, I'm an anthropology major. The human man that we are right now is only about 65,000 years old. Scientists are finding pyramids all the time. They're finding cities underground that are millions of years old. So who were those people? Where did they go? Who are they? So you have to understand, civilizations on this planet Earth have come and gone. Look at the Mayans and the Incans. They disappeared overnight. Where did those millions of people go? This is what I'm trying to tell you. Life on this planet will keep going. There will be survivors no matter what happens to this planet. People will start over, and in a few thousand years, they're going to be right back where we are today. And so we evolve as a species to where love is the element that we live through, that love is the energy that we perpetrate, and the love is the energy that we're expanding upon and use on a daily basis, that every thought and every action we take is from a thought of love. Until every person on this planet gets to that point on the evolutionary scale, what's happening on this planet right now with the wars will continue. So just kind of take a deep breath. Don't let the fear control your life, because fear is the number one ruler of a lot of people, and it will destroy your happiness, your joy. Fear will destroy your health. It will destroy everything. So fear is the enemy, okay? It's not other people. It's your mind. It's your own thoughts. And fear is the number one thought that you have to deal with, because fear is not real. It's a choice. We choose to be fearful, believe that or not. Now, you know, we say it all the time, danger is real. Someone walks up to you and puts a gun to your head, that's real, that's danger, okay? But to live in a fearful life that you're afraid that someone's not going to love you, or you're afraid your husband will leave you, or you're afraid your girlfriend won't marry you, or you're afraid that you're going to get fired, you're afraid that you're not going to have enough money, or you're afraid this, that, and the other, those are all choices. Because there's always a solution to a problem, or at least there's an opportunity. Or if nothing else, it's just to test you to see how far you've come. I'm going through the same thing right now, about to lose my house, never even missed a house note. You know, I've been here 22 years, I've got animals depending on me. I could totally go into fear and be a nervous wreck. The core part of me is very calm, but I'm not going to lie, my personality is a little stressed right now. I've never been in this situation before. You know, it's a little unnerving to think you're going to be homeless in a few days. So it has taken my energy. I'm not going to sit here and lie. You know, I have been working on myself. I'm doing the best I can. But it's a vicious cycle, because I have all these stupid autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid, fibro, Sjogren's, all these stupid diseases that I have already take your energy to begin with. So it's a fight for me just to get out of the bed on a good day, much less have a lot of stress on me. So everybody's got their burdens. Everybody's got their lessons, and we're all here to help each other. I'm not perfect. I don't have all the answers. I can only talk about my experiences and what I know. Everybody's going to have a different slant. Everybody's view of God is different. What I and my energy is to God is not going to be the same for you. My passion that I connect to God with is not going to be the same as you, and it's supposed to be that way. But when you just get down to the nitty-gritty and the foundation of why are we on this planet, why are we alive right now, why are we having to go through all this, it's because you're having to learn about love. And love means absolutely no judging. There's no manipulation. There's no control. Love is love for love's sake. When you meet someone, you're not trying to change them. If you're trying to change them and thinking, oh, once we get married, I'll get him to quit doing that, that's not love. That's control and manipulation. Okay? If you believe that you're going to be kind to other people, because like one lady told me one time, I look at life this way. Whenever I do something good for other people, it's like making a deposit in the bank. And one day I'm going to go take that deposit and I'm going to cash out and they'll owe me. That's not love, and that's not being kind, and that's not being compassionate. That's a business transaction. And this woman's, her father was a minister, and she said anytime you do something good, it goes in the bank account, and then one day you'll make a withdrawal in your bank account, and they'll have to pay you back. You know, they'll have to do something for you. That's not love. That's not compassion. That's not kindness. That's manipulation and control. So when you realize you can't change anyone but yourself, that you don't have that power, and you can't control other people, you can only control your own thoughts, words, and actions, life takes on a whole different flavor. And believe me, it's like someone drops 2,000 or 3,000 pounds of shackles off of you. The weight that comes off of you when you realize you're not in control of everything around you and you're not in control of other people, that you're really only in control of yourself, the burden that's released off of you is tremendous, especially when you're a nurturing mother hen, people pleaser like I've always been. So anyway, I just had to get that just came pouring through me, through spirit, to give you all love, to know that you're loved no matter what happens in this world, whether, you know, America gets wiped out or North Korea gets wiped out or just nothing happens, whatever. People are just trying to, you know, make us all nervous. Just know that you're loved. And the best that you can do in this life is to love yourself and then love other people without judging them and without controlling them. That's what we came here to do. So however you want to express it, express it. But find your passion and do it. Do your passion. Play the piano. Listen to music. Dance. You know, some people dancing and music, that's their passion. Do it. Don't put it off. Do not put things off anymore. Just don't put things off. So, Amelia, it looks like we have another caller on here.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. There was a prayer request in chat. I'm bringing on area code 773. Hello.
Hey, girls. It's Joanne.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm saying extra prayers for you so that your house and farm are saved.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, the banker is supposed to let me know tomorrow or Tuesday. Her name's Teresa, so I would appreciate any prayer about that. I don't. It's going to be definitely different. I know it's a crazy situation. I've never even missed a house note, but whatever. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that. Do you have a prayer request?
Well, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, I was the one that had asked about praying that our president makes the right decisions, and I just keep wondering why there's a lot of Marian apparitions, and it's been a lot on my mind. And you know how you said earthquakes? Kind of funny, last Monday I woke up in the middle of the morning because I swear I thought I felt an earthquake, and I live in Indiana, and of course I got online immediately looking to see if there was an earthquake around here, because, you know, we are off on, you know, but it's just some of the things that you say just kind of bum me out a little, and I just kind of want to pray for more peace in the world and pray that we get guidance on what to know, what to do, and how we can connect more love in the world.
Right. Well, we just connect with more love in the world by expressing it, you know, through prayers, through the way you treat other people, through the way you treat yourself. You know what I'm trying to say? That I didn't mean to bum you out. Spirit was just pouring through me for people just to get a balance about what's going on, so not to take everything so personally and be so afraid. It's just like the cycle of life, you know, and that's kind of what we're going through. This planet's gone through this so many times. And that's why I think they wanted me to say is if you can detach from the emotions of it all and realize that there's a purpose and a plan for all, the reason that this is happening is to help mankind. That's the reason we're having to go through this. It's just like when I was a nurse, I worked surgical intensive care, you know, so I did wound care. And for those wounds to heal on any person, we had to debride them every single day. We had to go in with tweezers and scrub sponges and scrub out all the dead material out of that wound, put the medication and the bandage on it. Sometimes we did that to those wounds 2 and 3 times a day, depending on what it was. But those wounds will never heal, and that person will never get well until you get all the debris and the darkness and the dead tissue out of there. It's the same thing in the world right now. Until we get people in governments who are full of light, who love mankind, until we get people really caring and loving about one another, this world's not going to heal. You know what I'm saying? With all of the negative energy and all the people harming other people, those are the kind of people who aren't working out of God. They're working out of their own personalities. They're working out of their ego. which is the lowest form of humanity, is when you're working out of your own ego, because you're trying to gain personal power from money or greed or hurting other people. And that's just a basic low vibration. So that's why I said all of this has to happen so that mankind can evolve to the kind of world we want it to be. So just have faith, you know, and don't live in fear. That's the number one thing. All of this is to create fear and anxiety in people. And when you're living in fear and anxiety, you're not going to make good choices. So goodness always comes after these sorts of things, but it's kind of like the storm. We're having to go through the storm, and there's going to be the rainbow and the silver lining when it's all over. I mean, this is just the cycle of life. This is what's been going on this planet for thousands of years, millions of years, not just thousands.
So are your premonitions the thing that you said that you were told in 2001? I mean, if we pray enough and there's enough love in the world, then that won't come to fruition, because love conquers all?
I would hope so. It's going to take a lot of energy and a lot of people. But see, that's just what I'm telling you. I'm 60 years old. When I first started out, you know, I've been doing spiritual work since I'm 2 years old. And there was a period I went through in, like, my 20s when the peace movement came through, when the New Age, you know, quote-unquote, the New Age movement came through, and all the gurus were coming over from East India, and Buddhism and Taoism and all these different religions started coming to America. A whole group of marketing came about through that, and of course people are going to make money off of it. So all of a sudden you're having all these people teaching seminars and writing books, and they're combining Eastern and Western philosophies, and they kind of created this whole new, almost like a religion. And so a lot of people feel that love conquers all, which love does conquer all in your own personal life, okay? But what you have to realize is the microcosm and a macrocosm of the universe. The microcosms are each human being. We're individuals. We have our own little world. We have our own little environment, our own friends, our own relatives, our own jobs, our little microcosm. The macrocosm is the whole of Earth, the whole of humanity, the whole community of mankind. So we're having lessons on two different levels, the microcosm and the macrocosm. Okay? So for the planet Earth to be a place where when spirits and souls come here to live our 60, 70, 80 years, however long we're going to live, for us to learn things, this world is constantly evolving also. The Earth is learning lessons and constantly evolving. Look how many animals and plants go extinct and a new one takes its place. You know, the way cats and dogs are now are not the way they were 4,000 years ago. Everything's evolving and growing in its own microcosm, which collectively is the macrocosm. So when you realize the things that are happening right now with all the wars, the talks of wars, I mean, the Bible's been prophesizing about that forever, you know. This is why I'm saying people are calling it the end days. You have to realize if you take all that into you, you'll lose your mind. It's too much. It's overwhelming. It's too much going on. So what you need to do is to balance yourself, is to take care of yourself, your family, your own little world, and bring as much love and light into this planet that you can. You're not responsible for the whole world. I always felt like I was responsible to help elevate the vibration rate of the planet. I've come to realize that's a little naive. I'm here as a collective person to join together with other people of like minds to do the best we can. And it's not up to us whether there's wars or not wars. Because maybe the war's necessary for people to evolve and grow. I'm not God. I'm not creator. I don't know the ultimate game plan for this whole microcosm. You understand? So what we can be responsible for is ourselves, our community, our environment, our world, and to bring as much love as you can to the planet. And the rest is out of our hands. We can't control the world. You and I, on this telephone call, cannot control the world. We cannot make North Korea stop. We can pray for the highest good, and that the highest good for every man will be known, and that we will play our part and do the best job we can with what we're supposed to be doing. But that's kind of a fallacy to think that we can control all these situations. That's not reality. Our job is to make our part of the world the best place it can be. So you bring as much love into your life and you send out as much love to this planet as you can. If billions of people come together, I believe that that energy can overcome. But what if these wars are necessary for the evolution of mankind? What if that's the lesson that we're all here to learn? That there has to be chaos before there's peace. So that next time maybe people will say, no, we'll never have a war again. We will never allow the world to have these weapons to be able to destroy mankind. Because, see, as a whole macrocosm, we're not there yet. There's a lot of barbaric, low-minded, low-intelligence people in control. So this is what I'm saying. There's a big picture and a small picture, and this is like a huge jigsaw puzzle. We each have a piece. Each of our pieces make this picture of this jigsaw puzzle. And the best that we can do is make our part of the world the best place it can be. You make your mind, your heart, your spirit connected to God. You bring as much love to your family and friends. And hopefully, I would hope and pray, there's enough love and light on the planet that these people will wake up. That's what I'm praying for. But I can't tell you yes or no what's going to happen. All I can tell you is what Spirit showed me years ago, and it's all coming true. That's all I can tell you. And if you don't think the last 16 years of my life have been total hell because of it, well, I'm just telling you, it's been total hell. Because the things, when I get shown these things, what can I do about it? Nobody's listening. Nobody cares. It's not changing the world in any way at all. Just the people who happen to hear about it, it may cause them some anxiety. But maybe instead of looking at it as anxiety, it's making you be aware so that you can get prepared. Prepare for your family. Stock up on food, water, and medication just in case. Maybe it's to make you aware and say, well, this is a reality that could happen. Let me do the best that I can with this. You know, it's like prepare for the worst and hope for the best. Maybe that's what this is all about. Whoever hears the words will take heed. Like the Bible says, those who have ears to hear and those who have eyes to see will know. That's all I can tell you. All I can tell you is they've shown me hundreds of predictions and almost all of them have come true now. That's all I can tell you. And why they showed these things to me, I have no earthly idea. It hasn't been fun on my end, I'll tell you. But let's go ahead with your prayer. I want to go ahead and let's get your prayer.
Okay. So just pray for more people to wake up and be aware that we all need to come together for love and save our planet with love.
Exactly.
Amen.
Thank you. And see, Joelle, it's happening. There's people all over the world pushing back right now. You know, look at, you know, Trump being elected was not in anybody's game plan. That was not in anybody's game plan at all. That came out of nowhere. And then now the UK is leaving the EU. Now you've got France. You've got Marine Le Pen. She's a populist. She's a nationalist. She's pushing back against the globalists. You know, if she wins in France, then France is going to be out of the EU. You've got six or seven other countries wanting to get out of the EU. The EU is dark. It's run by a handful of greedy sociopaths in Belgium, okay? They're globalists. They want a one-world government where everyone's enslaved that has to do exactly what this small handful of rich, wealthy people want us to do. So have faith. When you see what happened in America, the UK, what's fixing to happen in France and these other countries that are, look at Hungary. They've kicked George Soros out of Hungary. They're suing him. There's different countries that are now suing George Soros and the globalists, getting them out of their banking systems. They're getting them out of their governments. This is a good thing. This is what I'm saying. There are millions, if not billions, of people around the world who are waking up that want love, that want a good world, but we have to fight for it. Because these people that are dark have been in power for thousands of years, and they're not going to let go without a fight. And they couldn't care less about human beings. So it's happening. what you're praying for is happening. Pray that Marine Le Pen wins in France. You know, the EU's leaving, Brexit. They're leaving the EU. The EU is a agglomeration of ultra-rich people trying to control the world. So it's happening. I'm very heartened and very happy to see so many people are now waking up and pushing back. So we just need to keep praying that more people will wake up and push back like we're seeing. Okay, Amelia, we have the caller.
Yep. Area code 613, I'm trying to connect now. Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm just joining the show. Just wondering, are you doing readings or are you just doing prayer?
No, we're doing prayers. Do you have a prayer?
I'm actually just listening. I was just inquiring about if you were doing readings or not.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll go to the next person. If you have a prayer, just jump in there and say, I have a prayer. How about that?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Amelia, do we have any prayers in chat?
No, I'd just like to offer up a prayer. There's a lot of people we were talking about a little bit in chat that are dealing with addictions, whether it be to all sorts of addictions. Whether it be to prescribed medications or unprescribed medications or alcohol, it could be food, it could be a lot of different things. The damage that it does to the individual and to the people that love and support that individual, their families and friends, is indescribable sometimes, especially when it brings an end to life. So if we can offer up a prayer for strength for people that are battling with addictions every day and their families and loved ones that support them, I would appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that has a prayer request?
I have one for my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law's brother, he's a real good man. His name is Paul. Let's need to pray for Paul so that his tumor shrinks and that his love and light shines and that he's able to heal and continue to be that bright source of love to everyone in the world. He really is a good person. So let's pray for his healing.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to pray for my family, my mom, Lenny, my sister, Polly, my nephew, Cameron, my brother-in-law, Jeff, my brothers, Robert and Billy. I just want to pray for my whole family. We haven't been together in years. Physically, we're all over the country from Las Vegas to Houston, Louisiana, Oklahoma. We're spread out all over, and I just really miss them. I'd love to hug them, and every one of us has our own issues that we're going through. Every single one of us have something. So I just want to please pray for my family for love and for us to reconnect and just appreciate the family that we used to be and the family that we still are, and take time to start communicating again. Everybody's so busy, we don't even talk to each other anymore. It's really crazy. So if I could pray for that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, Amelia?
Yeah, it's a general prayer. It's just a prayer to be thankful for the things that we have and appreciate every day, that people don't give up hope because there's good in all of us, and that we keep our faith in ourselves and our Creator strong, and just try and walk a path of love. It's hard to do that on a day-to-day basis, especially when there's all sorts of other crazy things going on. So if we could offer up a prayer for that, I would appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Faith, hope, and love.
Faith, hope, and love. You know, that's what I have around here. I named the dog Faith, and my horse named Faith, and my dog's name was Hope. That's what I named him after, because there's so much love around here. So much love.
Back in the 70s, you say back in the 60s also, in the 70s, keep the faith.
Yeah.
Back then, how profound those words were. Keep you going.
Well, you know, our world has been through tough times. Look at the World War II people. You know, look at the Vietnam. Look at World War I. This is nothing new. I hate to say that, but what we're going through is nothing new. The difference is we now have social media and TV, and we can get information in a split second, whereas before they had to wait for a telegram. You know, TV wasn't even invented until the 40s, 50s. So that's the difference now. We're bombarded with information, whereas before they didn't have all that. So it's probably more stressful on us than it was then, but it's still not easy for anyone. But when we realize that God loves us, we love God, and that's all that matters, that we love ourselves and our world, that's what we came here to do. So just keep a balance about it, and just know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and if you do it in a way of love, that's the most you can be asked for in this world. That's the best you can do, and that's enough, believe me. Just walking in love is the best thing you can possibly do. Be an example to others and yourself. Honor God in your every way that you can. You know, every day I wake up, I look at the ceiling and say, thank you, God, I'm here. I don't know why, but I'm still here. Thank you. I'd like to offer prayers, please, for Christina. She lost her brother unexpectedly a couple months ago. Still having some issues with that. She called me the other night. So if we could offer up prayers for Christina and her brother and all her family. They're having some grief issues. You know, the shock hits people when someone leaves unexpectedly like that. You're in shock for a while. And then it's usually a few months later that the grief kicks in, and I think that's what they're experiencing. So if we could pray for them, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Okay, does Jackie have any prayers? Which Jackie are we talking about, Amelia?
Lisa, you there?
What about
Jackie? I am. But I'm on mute. I'm driving still.
Okay.
I'm praying with you.
All right. Which Jackie are you talking about in chat? Trickster Jackie or?
Yeah, Trickster Jackie.
Okay. Well, does anyone else have any prayers?
I'm a school teacher. This is Joellen again. And,
I'm sorry?
This is Joellen again, and I'm a school teacher.
Good.
I teach high school. And I'm praying that that there's social media. You know, sometimes I feel like I know it's connecting them, but it's really disconnecting them. So I pray that they find closer connections and that they realize what truth is, and they find a wonderful loving purpose to help others, and they understand compassion and that they hold the light for our future. So I pray for their for the light to be within them for all of our youth.
That's a good one. Okay.
Thank you, amen.
Thank you. I'd like to pray for all the people around the country that are having such natural disasters. We've got, I'm here in Oklahoma, we had tornadoes and flooding everywhere, and there's people killed in Texas yesterday with tornadoes and flooding. There's wildfires in Florida. So if we could, and I always pray for the animals. I just feel so bad for the poor little animals and people. So if we could just pray for everyone, animals, people, the plants, the rock people, all of the different kingdoms, to give them peace and hope and love and protection in this time, because we've got a lot going on with the weather right now. So thank you. You all so much. Okay, Amelia?
Yeah, it's funny. It was listening to what Joe Allen was saying, and it almost seems like things are coming or starting to come full circle. Pat and I, you and I talked about this many, many times. People are starting to see the truth, or there's being light being shown on the truth that some people are choosing to see. And I think what it's starting to show is that your perception of what's going on in your world, your community, your life, can be controlled by the media, by what you hear, by what you see. And I think most people are coming to the realization that it has been used for a lot of different reasons, from advertising to getting people to vote a particular way during elections. And people are starting to realize they can't rely 100% on what they see or what they hear or what they hear third hand. And I think it's starting to open up different lines of communication, not just with the social media, but people talking to other people that actually live in the areas that are being affected. And really, they're the ones that give you the best accounting of what's actually going on there. With the connections that's made, that's not available to more than half of the people worldwide, there's a lot of information that's being put out there. Some of it's very useful, and some of it is biased, and some of it is very manipulative. So I think for young people who are very adept at using this, it's almost as if it's sensory overload. For people that are of an older generation and haven't been exposed to all the technology and aren't inundated with all this information, it's very hard for them to digest what's being revealed, if you would, truth-wise. That all of this has been going on for a very, very long time, long before many of us were even born, and that there's been a manipulation, okay? Well, we were led to believe that things were a certain way, and there was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. So I guess my prayer would be to have the wisdom for some clarity,
to be able to discern without prejudice, okay, what the truth really is, and to be a little understanding. People do things for all sorts of reasons, sometimes with good intentions, and it doesn't turn out so well. So I guess that would be my prayer for more clarity, more wisdom, more compassion, so that we can really figure out what's going on and figure out what we need to do to fix it.
Right. Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. I just want to pray, like I said earlier, I really want to pray that the spirit and heart and mind of every living being is open to God, and that's where the truth and discernment will come from. I just want to pray that every living creature, human, two-legged, four-legged, trees, flowers, everything on this planet, opens itself to God, Creator's love, light, and energy, because that's where wisdom comes from. That's where the truth comes from. That's where love comes from. And when you're connected to that source and you hear someone say something and it's you don't know whether it's truthful or not, that's where the love of God's wisdom will guide you, your intuition. That's where you'll feel like, that doesn't sound quite right, or like, I believe some of that, but the whole story, it doesn't all make sense. That's how you discern. That's how you get wisdom, is to research things, and then you go to God. And I know that sounds, I don't know how to explain it. All I can tell you is, I mean, that's what I do. I'm intuitive. We're all intuitive. We're all psychic. We're all tuned into spirit on some level. And the more, it's just like a muscle. The more you use it, the better you get at it. And so that to me is the source. That's your encyclopedia. That's your Google and Yahoo, is that when you hear something, research it and then just go quiet and just let it sink in and just see how you feel about it. See how it really makes you feel like, that really sounds right to me. You'll start to really develop your psychic intuition, which will help you in your whole entire life, because that's your connection to spirit. So I want to pray that every living creature on this planet is open to God's love, that everyone starts working out of the light of God, Creator, and working out of love. If we can do that, if we can pray for every creature to know God's love, that's how we change the world too. So that's what I want to pray for. Thank you. Thank you all so much. I'm going to tell God if I have to come back anytime soon, I want to give planet Earth a break. I'd like to go somewhere else. This is the most beautiful, natural, beautiful place. I'm in awe every single day of my life of the beauty of this planet. But like I said, this planet is a planet of extremes. You've got the beauty and you've got the horror. I want to go to a planet that maybe it's actually maybe kind of boring, but at least it's balanced. I'll take a little boredom with balance next time. A lot of excitement on this planet. So, Amelia, did you have another prayer?
That's part of it. Yeah, we've only got a little more than 5 minutes left. I just wanted to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We have several people in chat. Thank you, Amy, Jackie, Betsy, and some of our guests, and for the callers. And the prayer that I have is a prayer just to thank everyone for participating tonight and to offer up a special prayer for each and every one of you, that you have some love and peace in your hearts and your lives, and special blessings to all of you.
Well, you stole my prayer. That's what I was going to pray for next. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. You know, I just want everyone to realize change in the world does not have to be this huge monumental task that you have to take on this huge activism role and you know, spend a lot of time and energy. If you can uplift one person in a day with a smile or a comment or a hand up or, you know, buy someone their coffee or help a homeless person or help an animal that's in need, you know, it doesn't have to be this huge, monumental, expensive thing that takes a lot of your time and your energy, because everything you do is the ripple effect. You're going to bless someone with your smile or your sense of humor or your knowledge, and that's going to uplift that person, and then they're going to run into someone and open a door for someone that's arms are full or help a lady carry their bags to the car, whatever. It's going to create a ripple effect. That's because we're all connected. And so when you realize that the best thing you can do to change this world is to make sure the ripple that you make is a healing, loving action, and that we always have a choice whether to heal or to harm, to build up or to tear down. We all have a choice of how we're going to spend our time and our energy, because in 24 hours, you're sleeping part of that time. You're responsible for the energy that comes into your body and what you do with it. So you're either going to heal or harm. There's no such thing as neutral in this universe. This universe is barreling through the solar system millions of miles per second. Everything's moving forward. So there is no neutral. You know, if you don't make a decision, that is a decision, that you've not made a decision. So take your thoughts, take your energy, and create something wonderful. Choose to not live in fear. That's the number one thing that will hold you back, like I said earlier. Living in fear, you're going to make bad choices. When you let go of fear and have your faith in God and your faith in knowing that God is your soulmate, not another human being, God is your soulmate. I say it 1,000 times. I'll say it to the day I die. God was with you before your first breath. God will be with you after your last breath. God is the only thing that will never betray you, hurt you, harm you, or leave you, or abandon you, or do anything harmful to you. God has your back 24/7. God loves you more than you can ever possibly comprehend in this physical experience that we're having right now. The human brain is not large enough to hold the total connection and love that comes from our God. The love that comes from God is so great. There's no human vocabulary words to describe that feeling when you feel it. So just know your purpose in life is very simple. It's to love yourself without judging yourself, without trying to control and manipulate and play mind games and things with your own mind. And it's not to let, it's not to try to control or manipulate or do any harm to anyone else, because the number one universal law, the very first universal law I learned in school, was do no harm. That means to yourself and to other people. So do no harm. That's the number one universal law. And everything else will fall into place. Just think, we've got a ripple effect. Everything you think, you don't even have to speak it. The thoughts you have in your mind affect everyone around you, because thoughts are an energy form. They don't just sit in your brain. They reverberate out to the universe, and energy can never be destroyed. So even your bad thoughts are affecting you and everything around you. Look how when two people have a fight, you walk into a room and they shut up. You can feel the tension in that room. You didn't even have to hear there was a fight, but you can feel it. That's their thoughts. That's their energy. You're picking up on it. So just realize that. And just remember this. I want to say prayers and blessings for everyone that comes to this circle every Sunday night. It's so important that you're here, and I'm so grateful. The world is grateful. Every time we come together, we're raising the vibration and we're bringing love to the world. There's nothing greater we can do is that. And never ever forget this. You are loved 24/7, 7 days a week, every second of your existence and beyond. You are loved. When you have that faith and you have that belief, it gives you courage, it gives you strength, it gives you balance. And it helps you detach from the emotions of this world. So everyone have a great, great week coming up. Thank you again for being here. Amelia, I love you very much. And if you ever need to call, call me. But just know we're here for you. We love you. And y'all have a great, great week. And love your God. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good night.
and the children.